This is a non-biased examination of the ancient texts of the Bible that have accurately predicted the future multiple times. This is not affiliated with any religion or doctrine. All crowd research was done independently on my own and is protected by copyright unless otherwise noted. So in the previous video, we looked at the first half of Revelation 13 and found out the beast with seven heads and ten horns is Yahweh, a false representation of God. And that was created during the Babylonian Empire and has continued to the present day. So in verse 1, it says, upon the seven heads are the name of blasphemy. And in verse 6, it says the beast blasphemed against God, against the name of God. So the seven heads of blasphemy seem to have occurred during the Greek and Roman empires. And the blasphemy itself seems to have been the lies that were told about God. So remember, Jesus referred us to the book of Hosea, which told us in chapter 7, verse 13, for example, that they have spoken lies against God. And in Hosea verses 4 through 8, it says, they have forgotten, therefore Yahweh will be unto them as a lion, leopard, and bear. But notice in verse 6, the word me is not actually in the original Hebrew. It simply says their heart was exalted or rose above and they forgot. So it's saying the Lord Yahweh will be unto them as the beast because they forgot who the true God is, basically. So the true God, it says in Hosea 14 verse 9, is just. It says the ways of the Lord are right and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. So they have forgotten the true God, the just God. And so the lies about God were accepted. And the seven heads of blasphemy prospered at that point. And all the world worships this false God at this point in history. And then in verse 8 it says, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast whose names are not written in the book of life. And this word translated as all, number 3956, means some of all types. So it's saying in verse 8, some of all types who dwell on the earth will worship the beast whose names are not written in the book of life. If anyone has an ear, let them hear. So in this video, we're going to look at the second beast in Revelation 13, the lamb who speaks like a dragon, which starts in verse 11. It says, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. So he had two horns like a lamb, but spoke like a dragon. And we know Jesus is known as the Lamb of God, and his followers are also known as the lambs or the sheep. And this is another code word. So in the riddle of the sheep and goats, he said, when the Son of Man comes, he will separate the nations one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And then the righteous will answer him and say, when did we do all of those things? And he said, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. So we'll just add that here to our list of attributes that Jesus says will be those who will be rescued. So those who feed the hungry, house strangers, clothe the naked, visit the sick, and visit those in prison are part of this group. And this is a list of some of what we've been told so far about those who will be left behind. So we'll just keep that there. But there's another riddle about the sheep in John 10. Jesus said, whoever does not enter by the door of the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The sheep follow him and they know his voice. So Jesus said, he is the door, the good shepherd of the sheep. But he said, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. So this second beast in Revelation 13, verse 11, who has two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon, is obviously not Jesus. It's a false prophet, someone who appears to be a lamb, but speaks like a dragon, someone who comes in sheep's clothing, but inwardly is a ravening wolf. And this is what Jesus called a false prophet. So this is the first point about the second beast in Revelation 13. The lamb who speaks like a dragon is a false prophet who comes in sheep's clothing, but is really a dragon or a wolf. But the second thing verse 11 tells us is that this second beast has two horns. So a lamb is the name for a young sheep, and a female sheep is called an ewe, and a male sheep is called a ram. And male sheep grow horns, so a lamb with two horns would be a young male sheep. In other words, a young ram. So we'll add that as the second point. The lamb has two horns, therefore it's a ram. So this false prophet is a ram. And that ties into our Revelation chapter 12 examination and our brief look at Michael, whose name means at the root, who is like the ram. So this second beast in chapter 13 is the ram who speaks like a dragon. And then verse 12 says, and he exercised all the power of the first beast and caused the earth and those which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So the first beast it's referring to is the first beast in Revelation 13, the beast with seven heads and ten horns whose deadly wound was healed in verse 3. And we found out in the previous video, the Bible tells us this beast is Yahweh. So now it's saying in verse 12 that the second beast, the false prophet, exercises all the power of Yahweh, and he's the one who caused those on the earth to worship Yahweh. So this is the third and fourth point. The lamb who speaks like a dragon exercises all the power of the beast with seven heads and ten horns, who is Yahweh, and causes those on the earth to worship Yahweh. So this lamb who speaks like a dragon exercises the power of Yahweh, in other words, the power of God. And then verse 13, it says, and he does great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. So in the direct translation, it says he makes fire come down from heaven to earth in the sight of humans. Okay, but notice the word translated as fire, number 4442, also means lightning, which it says is often used figuratively, like the fire of God, which transforms all it touches into light. So this verse says, and he does great wonders so that he makes fire, transformation into light, come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of humans. So we'll add that here. He makes fire, transformation of light, come down from heaven. And then notice this word translated as in the sight of, number 1799, also means in the presence of, but the word is a combination of two words, number 1722, which means in, by, or with. So this word meaning in the sight of is a combination of word 1722, which means in, and also word 3700, which means to allow oneself to be seen or to appear. So remember this word here, optonomai, number 3700, is also the origin of the word ophis, which is the Greek word for snake or serpent. And Revelation 12 told us the dragon is the old serpent, number 7 here. The Hebrew word for serpent literally means image, and the Greek word for serpent stems from a word that means appearance. So this is the Hebrew word for serpent here. It means image. And this is the Greek word for serpent, which you can see originated from 3700, which means to allow oneself to be seen or to appear. And now a derivative of this word appear is being used for this phrase in the sight of. So this word is a combination of the words in and to appear. So another meaning of this word can be in the appearance of. So he does great wonders so that he makes fire transformation into light come down from heaven on the earth in the appearance of humans. Okay, but also notice this word translated as men or humans, number 444, stems from word number 435 and ops, meaning countenance, which stems from that same word appearance, number 3700. So this word that means human being is a combination of two words, number 435, which can be used generically of a group of both men and women, and the word meaning countenance from number 3700 again, which means see or appear. And this is the root of the word serpent. So this word 444, translated as human being, is a combination of a word meaning a group of humans and another word meaning appearance or countenance. So this word doesn't just mean humans, it means the appearance or countenance of humans. Number 444 right here means human countenance or countenance of humans. So this is saying he makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the appearance of the human countenance. So verse 13 says, and he does great wonders so that he makes fire, transformation of light, come down from heaven on the earth in the appearance of the human countenance. So we'll add that here. He makes fire or transformation of light come down from heaven in the appearance of the human countenance. And then verse 14 continues, and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So verse 14, direct translation says, so it's referring to the ram who speaks like a dragon. It says, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth through or on account of number 4592, which means mark. So he deceives those on the earth through or on account of the mark. And we'll put that right here as well. He deceives those on the earth by the means of or on account of the mark, which he was given to make in the sight of the beast. So he makes fire, transformation into light, come down from heaven in the appearance of the human countenance, and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the mark, which he was given to make in the sight of the beast. And this word translated as in the sight of in verse 14, number 1799, is the same word used in verse 13. Which we just saw also means in the appearance of. So this can also say in the appearance of the beast. He was given the mark. Or he deceived them by the means of the mark, which he was given to make in the appearance of the beast. But there's another possible meaning of this word translated as in the sight of, number 1799. We know it's a combination of two words. The word 1722, which means in, and also the word 3700, which means to appear. So word 1799 means in sight or in appearance. But notice the word 1722, which was translated as in, right here, also means outwardly. So another possible translation of this word 1799 right here can be outward appearance. So verse 14 can also say he deceives those on the earth through or on account of the mark which was given to him to make the outward appearance of the beast. And the concordance also gives other examples of the use of this word 1722, the word that typically means in. For example, number 5 here, it says used of that with which a person is surrounded, and it gives example A and example B, which is of the garments within which one is clad. And that's interesting because this word it's talking about is translated as in right here, number 1722, can also mean outwardly. And this word that means outwardly is used sometimes in the text in conjunction with the word that means the garments in which one is clad. And notice the first example it gives here is Matthew 7:15, which is the verse, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing." The word translated as clothing, you can see, includes the word en, which means outward. In this case, outward apparel. So Jesus says in this verse, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's apparel," that is, outward clothing. And now this word 1799 is a combination of en, which means outward, and the word appearance. So this word 1799 can mean outward appearance. So verse 14 says, "which was given to him to make for the outward appearance of the beast." So we'll add that he was given the mark to make the outward appearance of the beast. So he makes fire transformation into light come down from heaven in the appearance of the human countenance and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the mark which he was given to make for the outward appearance of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. But notice the word "to" is not in the original. It just says, "make an image beast." So this can also say, "make an image for the beast who had the wound." So we'll add that here. He told those on the earth to make the image for the beast. So he makes fire transformation into light come down from heaven in the appearance of the human countenance and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the mark which he was given to make for the outward appearance of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image for the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And this makes sense because Psalm 104 mentions that the Lord covers thyself with light as a garment. So this is the direct translation of Psalm 104, verse 1. It says, "Kneel to Yahweh with desire or passion, Yahweh, the God of force or abundance, who becomes great, clothed with splendor, covered with light as a cloak or wrapper that stretches out or inclines from the heavens or sky as a curtain." And that's what Revelation 13 is telling us. We know Yahweh is the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns, which had the wound and did live. That wound seems to have occurred at the Holy Roman Empire, which appears to have been the 7th head of the beast. So Revelation 13 is talking about the image that is made for the beast. And the beast, we're told, is Yahweh. Number 12 here, we found out Yahweh is a group that came down to earth. Okay, so it says here in Revelation 13 that the lamb who speaks like a dragon makes fire transformation into light come down from heaven. And that's exactly what Psalm 104 said. The cloak of light comes down from the sky like a curtain. He makes fire transformation into light come down from heaven in the appearance of the human countenance and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the mark which he was given to make for the outward appearance of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image for the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. So again, the wound by the sword seems to have been the defeat of the Holy Roman Empire by Napoleon during the French Revolutionary Wars. Okay, so this is what the Bible is telling us so far. Yahweh is the beast. Yahweh is a group that descended to earth. The dragon gives power to the beast, and the dragon is Satan, the old serpent. The serpent is the image. Satan is transformed into an angel of light. Yahweh's clothing is light. The image was created for the beast, Yahweh. The image deceives. The false prophets wear the clothing of the sheep, and the lamb, who speaks like a dragon, deceives those on the earth by the means of the mark which he was given to make the outward appearance of the beast Yahweh. And the confirmation of this is found throughout the text, specifically Genesis 3, which we'll look at later. But it's clear so far that the image is a clothing of light that changes the appearance of the Satanists, the group that descended to earth. And this clothing of light or image deceives those on the earth by the means of the mark. So it's the mark that's doing it. So that's where we are in Revelation 13. The lamb who speaks like a dragon makes fire transformation into light come down from heaven to the earth in the appearance of the human countenance and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the mark which he was given to make for the outward appearance of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image for the beast. So this mark is the means by which he deceives, and he was given the mark to make the image. And now verses 15 and 16 are going to give more details about this mark. Verse 15 says, "And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." And this word that was translated as life or spirit is number 4151, which means the vital principle by which the body is animated. And it also literally means a movement of air. So it was given to him to give the force by which the body is animated or a movement of air to the image. So verse 15 says, "And he had the power to give spirit or animation or movement of air to the image." So that the image of the beast would also talk and would make many as do not worship or give reverence to the image of the beast to be killed. So he had power to give spirit or animation to the image, that the image should also speak, and he caused many that would not give reverence to the image to be killed. So some people won't give reverence to the deceiving image, and some of those people who won't give reverence will be killed because of that, it says. And we'll add that here. He gives animation to the image and causes it to speak and causes many who will not give reverence to that image to be killed. So this image or cloak of light is given animation or movement. It's made to look real. And many of the people who don't worship it will be killed. And it tells us he deceives by the means of the mark. He was given the mark to make the outward appearance of the beast. And we know that outward appearance is the image. So it's telling us the mark is what makes the image. And now it tells us what that mark is. It says in verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark or the number of the beast or the number of the name. So when we look at the word all in verse 16, number 3956, it means some of all types. So verse 16 is saying he causes some of all types to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. So we'll add that here. He causes some of all types to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead. So in verse 16, when it says he causes all, it doesn't necessarily mean everyone on the planet. It can mean he causes some of all types of people, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no one will buy or sell save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So we'll add that here. They can't buy or sell without either the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So three things there. In order to buy or sell, they have to have the mark, the name, or the number. Well, the mark in the right hand may refer to the RFID chip that we know all sorts of people are already inserting into their right hand. And there are many companies that are already planning to use this RFID chip as an ATM card. In other words, they want people to pay for things with the chip in their hand. It says here on Wiki, the Epicenter in Sweden is already using RFID implants for employees to pay for lunch, among other things. And VeriChip implants have already been used in nightclubs such as the Baja Club, allowing patrons to purchase drinks with their implantable microchip. So the RFID chip, which many are already inserting into their right hand, may be the mark in the hand that Revelation 13 is talking about. This RFID chip being inserted into the hand is already being used to make purchases. So it says they can't buy or sell without the mark, the name, or the number of the beast's name. So that makes sense, but it also says he deceives by the means of the mark. He was given the mark to make the outward appearance of the beast. In other words, to make the image. So that indicates that this mark is not only the RFID chip, but the microchip. And apparently there are already people getting microchip tattoos. So Revelation 13 indicates, number 11, that the mark is what makes the outward appearance of Yahweh. And Yahweh is, number 2, the group that descends to earth. They wear clothing made of light that transforms their appearance. We'll see confirmation of that in Genesis 3. But the point for now is that it tells us the mark is what makes this technology possible. And that mark seems to refer to the microchip. So the mark or microchip is used to make the outward appearance of the beast, the image of light. And it's also put in the right hand or forehead and used to buy or sell. So it says here in verse 17 that no one will buy or sell save that he have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666 or 666. So the number of the beast is the number of a man, and it is 666. So this tells us that the second beast, the lamb who speaks like a dragon, is a man, and his number is 666. Okay, and this is common knowledge, but the Pope's title is Vicar of Christ. It means representative of Christ or God. And that phrase in Latin is Vicarius Filii Dei, and it was first used in the Donation of Constantine. And an article from a Catholic journal in 1915 claimed this title was on the Pope's mitre or crown, and it means Vicar of the Son of God. And since the phrase is Latin, and some of the Latin letters correspond to numbers, the title of the Pope equals 666. The letter U was interchangeable with the letter V in Old Latin, as you can see here. So Vicarius would be Vicarives, since the U was interchangeable with the letter V back then. And you can see here which letters of the Roman alphabet correspond to numbers and which numbers the letters equal. So the letter I equals 1, the letter V equals 5, the letter L equals 50, the letter D equals 500. And the letters that don't have a corresponding number would be 0. So you can see the total number of this Latin title, Vicarius Filii Dei, equals exactly 666, 666. So the number of the beast is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So it's the Pope. The Pope's title in Latin is 666. So the Pope is the false prophet. He has two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. He exercises all the power of the first beast, which we know as Yahweh. So he exercises all the power of God and causes those on the earth to worship the first beast, Yahweh. And it says he will do great wonders, which we may not have seen yet, or this may refer to a particular pope in the past. But it says he deceives those on the earth by the means of the mark. He is the one who tells them to make the image for the beast. He has the power to give life or animation to that image and causes that image to speak. In other words, to cause the microchip technology to match the movements of the mouth is probably what that refers to, because that seems like it would be very complex. And so it says they were able to cause that image to speak. And it says he will cause all sorts of people to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead that no one can buy or sell unless they have either the mark in their hand or forehead, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And the number is 666. So we know all sorts of people already have the mark in their hand, and many are using it to purchase things. But notice it says no one will buy or sell unless they have either the mark, the name, or the number, which is 666. And some argue the number 666 is actually in the barcode of virtually everything that we purchase. So if that's true, then we're already buying and selling with the number of the beast's name, which is what it says here. But we also know that the texts tell us that after the asteroid impact, the beast will continue for 3.5 years. And it makes sense that the use of the chip might go into full effect after the asteroid hits, because there'd be so much destruction that the people left alive on Earth at that point would be so desperate they'll take the mark. And that would also explain why those who are rescued do not get the mark. We're told they leave at the asteroid impact, so they won't be on the Earth when the chip is forced on everyone. So that would make sense. So that's it for now. Next, we'll talk about the image itself and what Genesis 3 says it is. So if you want more information, the whole series playlist is linked here, and there are several other videos linked in the description below this video. Just click on Show More to open up more links on this subject. And if you like this video, please consider providing support. These presentations are funded by viewers like you, so thank you to everyone who's making this research possible. I hope you're doing well, and I'll talk to you next week.